The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, we have a very esteemed guest for the bookshelf this week, the brilliant writer, 24 books she has published, which is staggering when you think about it. Cathy Kelly, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you so much, Shane. Yeah, and some of them are even in joined up writing.
I'm holding in my hand The Island Retreat, 6 guests, 1 week to uncover their secrets. Give us a quick flavour of what's involved.
Okay, somebody called it Agatha Christie meets Sigmund Freud, although there's... No cocaine in this, because Sigmund was very keen on the old cocaine, apparently. So it's basically this woman who is she's a psychologist. She had a TV show in the States. Something went terribly wrong. And now, after 5 years in hiding, she's come out of hiding to Corfu, beautiful island, this luxury villa. And she's got 6 people coming and they all have problems. And they're going to be there for a week, not long enough to fix anything, but enough to get them started, on the journey of fixing.
Wow. It does sound a little Agatha Christie-like. Is there a Belgian detective who happens to be staying there as well?
I will say this. I will not mention that. No.
Is it a whodunit? I haven't read it yet.
No, it's not a whodunit.
It's what they done.
There's a lot of dunning going on. I mean, actually, I have to say, so many novels now, they do. People go away and somebody dies and I love those books. I absolutely adore them.
I kind of do too.
Yeah. But this is not, nobody, I'm just trying to think, does anyone die? A few people nearly die. Does that count? But anyway.
Yeah. 24 books. It is. When was your first book out?
My first book was, oh my genie macaronis, 1997. So obviously, 1997.
That is an extraordinary hit rate.
So that is, what is it? Is 29 years? I'm really bad.
It's nearly a book a year.
Yeah, it's nearly a book. Yeah, I did, have time off for good behaviour. And then I had, obviously, cancer, and which does slow one down. But it's as we were saying before we came on, and you were saying congratulations, and I'm going, oh, we are so bad. I'm so bad at taking a compliment. It's like, Asher, you'd have done it yourself if only you had the time. Do you know?
Yeah, I definitely would not have done it myself.
You have written a couple of books.
Yeah, not 24.
I'm not
best-selling like these ones.
Well, that's true.
Selling, I'll tell you. Books about politics. There are hard selling in this country.
It is, isn't it? I know. There's a core few of us. People like me who flick through the newspapers every morning online. Yeah, us core people. We like books about politics.
I was really curious to see what your picks for the bookshelf would be.
Yeah, me too.
I think I'm always extra curious when it's an author.
Because do authors view other books and other authors' writing in a kind of a... Do you critique it differently to how, say, someone like me, who's the only non-author in this room, how I would read a book, which is
there's
just...
time yet, Ciara.
There's loads of time. Yeah, I think you do. I mean, when it works, when other books work, you're just so into it and you're not noticing the craft. Sometimes I'll read a book twice for the craft to look over it and go, oh my God, that's so beautiful. Look at how they did that bit. That was fabulous. And that's why I will reread books. And then again, we all have the favourites that we go back to. Yeah. I think, like, I was raised on the library system where I would go back to certain books and, you'd go into the library and you pick up something random.
And we always ask about your favourite book. So tell us about your favourite book, because some of these books have definitely stood the test of time.
When people ask me about my favourite book, it changes. It changes all the time. So when I was a teenager, I remember reading The Three Musketeers. So I decided I wasn't feeling great, but I didn't have anything to read. So I went into school and I went to the library, got a book, and then I went to the deputy headmaster and said, I'm sick, I have to go home now. So, I was covered with books. And that book was The Three Musketeers by Alexandre Dumas. I'm probably saying that incorrectly.
No, you're saying it exactly right.
Alexandre. It was so beautiful. And it was this little old red, I was going to say red brick, red sort of leather-bound copy with the filmy pages, and you were suddenly back in the 16th century. It was wonderful. So I loved those sort of books for a long time.
Brilliant. And then your next one, I have to say, is a book, and I'm going to put my hands up here. I know people love it. it went completely over my head. I read it when I was 19 or 20, The Hitchhiker's Guide.
You're clearly sane. You see, this is the problem.
Is that it?
It's sanity. You need to have a little bit of insanity in there to get it. Because he was, the guy who wrote it, whose name is now just running out of my brain, Hitchhikers, he was just
I'll get it in a second.
I know I should have written this here.
It's such a cult classic, isn't it?
It like, is a cult.
Of our youth. Yeah. Remember, everyone's like, what is the answer to
life, the universe, and everything?
You know what I mean? All of those things. People still quote it all the time.
And apparently the answer was 42,
yes.
And because he was involved Douglas Adams. Because he was involved in computing and whichever, I think it was COBOL, the early language he was working with, if you clicked 42, it came up with something very special. Sort of almost like, sure, it is what it is. And that's why he chose 42. But Douglas Adams, he was very funny and quirky. And this is a trilogy in five parts? I mean, you can see where you're going here.
Yeah. You also have other books on along things. Erica Young, Fear of Flying, Kerry Greenwood.
Erica Young was a huge thing. I mean,
yeah, I'm not surprised at that you picked her.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a rabid feminist, and you know, she wrote about, I suppose, sexual awakening in New York in the 70s. I mean, her first book was called Fear of Flying, and because this is a show that is not beyond the watershed, we will not use... But she talked about being on a train and having an intimate encounter with somebody. It was very funny. It was written about a person called Isadora Wing, who sounded very like her. It was sort of like her life, really, and it was funny and mad and... just eccentric.
Did it inspire you? Because obviously you probably read that quite a long time ago in terms of female characters and stuff yourself.
I think it would have just inspired me in terms of feminism, because she was very unapologetic in her writing and it was funny. I mean, you know, in those years you could be reading, say, Kate Millett or, you know, The Woman's Rue, Marilyn French, all these other books, Betty Friedan. But this was taking feminism and putting it in a novel in a way that was funny, and I loved that.
Very New York,
but totally understandable, and I absolutely loved it. She wrote a few more
During the pandemic. Something caught your eye as well?
Yeah, this is sort of weird. I found these books when I was on tour in Australia, and I'm going again this year, but years ago I found these books by a writer called Kerry Greenwood, and she wrote the Miss Fisher murder mysteries. And Miss Fisher, they turned it into a TV series, and
it was
okay, and the actress in it was fabulous, but it was never as brilliant as the books. The books are just sharp. It's this 1920s lady detective, you know, has a gun in her garter, and she's basically a very unusual person for the time, in that she has lots of lovers, she has her own mind, and her staff better get, you know, she has money, which obviously helps having lots of lovers, but she's very modern.
Expensive business.
Yes, indeed, expensive. But Kerry Greenwood is an unusual woman herself. She, I think, is a magistrate, and she lives with an accredited wizard. So, you know.
Does she know you're a huge fan?
I was not expecting you to say that.
I know. It's one of those amazing things. I have no idea. I have said it loads of
times. That's quite a cachet, I would have thought.
I know. I don't know. You know, Asher now.
I would say. What you are currently reading, I suspect, along with lots of other people listening at the moment, maybe.
Yeah. Nesting, Roisin O'Donnell. I bought it ages ago. I'm trying to remember when it actually came out. And it is... We moved house and then everything was hidden, and everything is still hidden, to be honest with you. But I found this, and it's a very slim book, but it's about this main character, Kira, and she's living with this incredibly controlling husband. And that's the basic line. And she's living in a lot of fear, and she has two kids, and it's about her journey away from that. And it's absolutely amazing. This full of peril for her, because you just don't know what's going to happen. You know, it reflects a lot of what we see in the news today. You know, that coercive control, that situation when, you know, somebody, I won't say they snap, because that implies that there is some lack of control. There's plenty of control.
Yeah.
And women get killed. So fascinating book, beautifully done.
Okay. And just before we go, honourable mention, and was it a trilogy, the Patricia Scanlon?
It was a trilogy. It was City Girls, City Woman, and then City Girls Forever. And I love Patricia. When I started writing, she was so kind to me, and she sort of started this whole area of all of us women writers being connected, looking after each other, because we'd all come from different
and people say that about Irish female writers, that it is a real, I was going to say fraternity, sorority.
But it is, and it's not the same in lots of other countries, but it is here, because you know, there's loads of writers I don't know, but I mean, if one of them sort of gets in touch with me,
You feel a responsibility.
Totally.
And we've so many brilliant female writers.
Yeah, we do.
But when Patricia Scanlon, am I right in saying when she was writing, started out in those books, there wasn't quite as many. I mean, Maeve Binchy, obviously.
No, there was Maeve, and then there was Patricia. Patricia was the first one, and then Marion came along, and then I was next, and then Sheila was next. So myself, Marion, Sheila and Patricia used to go out for what we talked about as our Christmas lunch.
I'd say they were good nights.
They were great times. And we had a sort of a joke, which I've told before, where, you know, people always say, and did you always want to be a writer? And the thing is that the first one of us who said this phrase I'm going to say in a minute would win the prize. We never had a prize. And apparently the joke was, you had to say, no, I wanted to be a porn star, because it would be, no one's going to expect that. But I think I got in there first. I definitely said it first. But sure, nobody.
Did you always want to be a writer?
Yes, I think I did. Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah. And I did not want to be a porn star. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, it has been an absolute pleasure. And thank you so much for coming in. And you look so well. And you've given loads of honourable mentions to fantastic books there. But obviously The Island Retreat as well. Out currently in all good bookshops.
It's also a beautiful looking book. Yeah, I love the cover.
Very, very pretty. It was number one for a couple of weeks. And now the amazing Liz Nugent has taken over number one. I love that. The truth about Ruby Cooper.
I love
Cooper.
Liz as well. But I also, you had me at Agatha Christie. So I think
Agatha was fabulous. Yeah. Wasn't she?
Thank you, Cathy. Thank you for coming in.
Great to have you.
Thank you so much.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.